Okay, you are listening to the You've Been Notified podcast. This is episode number 22. This is your boy Tim, aka Bindi, aka Bad Bunny. You know who it is. Come on.
And then we got my boy Har Simmer at the bottom. Please introduce yourself.
Yo, yo, it's your boy.
On my screen, he's up top.
Yeah, I'm in the middle still.
Nah, I'm okay. Well, all right, fine. You stay in the middle then. Whatever.
But yeah, drop your name, yo. Who you? Who you is?
I don't know you.
Yep. Young Hezzy.
Yo, yo, it's Young Hezzy. Young Hezzy.
Yeah. Young Hezzy? Okay, you already, y'all already know me. My name is Baji, aka Bajali, aka Buttercup.
Who the hell says Buttercup? What the hell?
Anyway, but yeah, you already know who I am. Guys, it's been a while. So how's it been?
I mean, my beard is still growing. It's still growing right now, to be honest. It's made some good progress.
Yo, honestly, it grew back pretty fast still.
Some serious growth there, bud.
Yeah,
you want
to? I mean, like, after. Huge shout out to you guys. You guys smashed the last podcast challenge.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we give you we gave them a month to hit 200 subscribers, and they hit it within the first week.
The
first week, you guys ripped it. Yeah. And a huge thank you from all of us. Like, honestly, we can't be more ecstatic about the support.
Yep.
Like, it's fucking crazy, like, what you guys did, what you guys accomplished in a week.
It's crazy what you guys did to me in a week. You guys killed me in a week. Like, it was
you guys did that to his face, all right? Not us. You guys did it.
I'm still looking at myself in the mirror every day, like, yo, I used to be someone else before. Like, look at me now.
Y'all seen in the live, all right? So
the live was interesting. That was, like, I think that was my first time going live, so it was pretty interesting. So
now once you guys hit 300, this guy's going to go bald, all right? So it's not said yet, but it's going to happen. Just say so.
Who said that?
We just did right now.
Yeah.
What kind of pre-production meeting do we have about this? What are you talking about?
It's okay.
It's 2-1.
That's not happening. No.
It's okay.
This is luscious. This is not going away.
Bro. Put it aside again. This guy had an M going on. Oh, look at this Majin Buu.
That's it. Oh, I'm just gonna keep it like this. I'm not shaving this off. This was more than enough. This beard was the biggest thing I'm not doing this. No way.
Well, after how long have you touched your beard?
Years. It's been years since I last did it. Like, I can't even remember. I honestly did not remember what I looked like without the beard. Like, it's been so long.
Just like this, bro. I'm beardless.
Now that has happened, I have a question for you. Yeah. Did you think we were gonna hit 200 subscribers?
100%, bro. Come on. Is that a question?
No, I thought
we're gonna
hit 200 subscribers. I had that feeling we were. I just didn't expect it. I had a month I was saying 2 weeks, but then I said a month.
Yeah, we didn't expect it this fast.
In a week. That was crazy to me.
That gave me a little anxiety. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I was just like, this is too crazy for me. I was just like, yo, like.
I was just like, oh my God, they really love us.
Yeah, right? I felt the love. That's one thing for sure. I felt the love. Yeah. That's one thing for sure.
Bro, I still remember texting. I think we passed 200 on Friday. And I messaged Sim. I'm like, bro, say goodbye to the beard. And the first thing this guy says to me is like, damn, bro, I didn't expect it to be gone so soon.
Nah.
this guy tried to prolong it as long as he's like, nah, bro, I said till Tuesday, bro. Nah, he's like, whatever, you know, I'm going to shave it on Friday. You know?
Nah, okay, let me tell you the reasoning behind that. All right, let me get this out the way. Let me tell you. So, okay, we hit it.
All right, get your lines out.
We hit it on Friday. But while YouTube has a thing where it takes at least 48 hours for the subscriber, the numbers and everything to update. Like, I actually did the research. I was looking at it up. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to get 48 hours. Then I'm going to take it off. Because next thing you know, it says we hit 200. And then 48 hours later, we go below 200. My beer's already gone. What am I supposed to do?
You can't. Just fuck it. You hit 200 on the day off. You just, you know, go buy whatever's there.
No, but what if the numbers drop?
Fuck it. Who cares, bro?
Nah, bro. The challenge was 200 subscribers. But yo, you guys did it. We went up to we're at what, 219, 220, something like that right now?
Somewhere around the range, yeah.
Yo, we're already on the goal. We're already on the goal for 300 already. Journey to 300 has already begun. Just keep sharing it. We're going to try to pump out as many episodes as we can. because we get it. Like, we got stuff to do as well. Everyone has things to do, but we're going to try hit, like, you know, like, we're going to try getting new, more episodes out. But yeah, just stay tuned. Keep subscribing. Let everyone else know. So like, to subscribe.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Like we said, bro, just take the phone and just don't even tell them. Just go on the YouTube account and just subscribe. Make an account for them. Who cares? Just do it.
Yeah, just don't take their phone. Tell them. Ask for it. Be like, hey, can I see your phone for something? Don't just take it. Like, that's a situation right there.
Give me that shit.
That's a situation. But, like, you know, if there's one thing, I need to talk about.
Talk it.
Let's just get to 300. That's all I got to say.
Oh, that was, okay. Let's just do it. 300 is on the go.
Let's get to 300. Let's have, like, new beginnings. We'll start off 300 fresh. And we'll go to 400, start fresh. And we'll go 500, start fresh.
What do you mean start fresh?
Let's just keep going. Let's just start fresh. It's 2021. Come on, start fresh. COVID, get out of here. We want to start fresh. Like, we don't want
to do it anymore. All right, just fuck off now. It's been... You guys already butt raped us already, so...
Real shit, bro. Fuck off with that COVID.
Yeah, we're, like, what? When did this whole lockdown thing start? March? Last March, yeah. Right? Lockdown started? Yeah, we're already February. It's almost been a year since the first lockdown.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's
kind of crazy and pretty sad, but...
Crazy, sad. I mean, there's vaccine shortages right now. There's a... There's a whole long-term care home situation that happened. I mean, it's still sadness. Come on, man. Like, where the vaccine's at? Come on. I don't... But, yo, here's the thing. We all say where the vaccine's at, but understand, I'm pretty sure the premier, like, the whole government, they're probably trying their hardest to get vaccines as well. But I guess we just gotta have faith in them, be a little patient. But, yeah, we need those vaccines, yo. Everyone needs it. People need it out here. That's what I got to say.
They're pushing heavy vaccines in the States and England so far. So that's what I know. It's like, yeah. I guess England's like a mandatory vaccine shit.
But see, here's the thing. They have the new variants, or the new different type of new strains of COVID. There was a UK one.
Was that the first variant that we found out about? Yeah. The Brazil one?
Then Brazil. Now the South African one as well.
Okay.
Those are only three that those three I know of. That's the three. Yeah. I think they found a case here in Mississauga now too, didn't they? Like recently.
Of the UK one or the Brazil one?
The South African one.
Oh shit! Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
There was one. They found a case in Mississauga.
Damn. That's crazy, bro.
Just been fucking fast, dude. Holy.
But yo, are the vaccines like effective against all the new variants?
Not as much, I guess. That's what I'm hearing. But it's better than nothing for now, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you still take the vaccine. Just, you know, like, still take it just to, you know, at least be immune to it at least some bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people, like, traveling. You have the travel bans now. Like, they introduce those travel bans.
Yeah, so I guess when you leave, you got to pay, like, $200 for the test and then show it as proof before you, hop on board, I guess.
Yeah, I think it says 72 hours before you take your flight, you have to have a test. Yeah.
Some sort of proof. And then on the way back, once you're here, you got to pay, like, what, $2,000?
Yo, imagine that. You take a vacation. You pay for the whole vacation and everything.
Yeah, vacation's already expensive itself.
And then you say somehow, like, you become positive with COVID. Now you have to pay an extra $2,000. And I think I heard it's for 3 days. It's $2,000. 3 days.
Yeah, that's wild.
3 to 4 days, $2,000.
Yeah.
But you have a pretty expensive vacation, if you ask me. That's not worth it.
Bro, 3 days for $2,000 in a hotel room?
And you can't even do nothing. You can't even do anything.
Nah.
You can't do nothing.
So wait, how do you get your food? Like room service?
Yeah, I think they send it to you. Like, you know, like, I think they send it in front of your door. Like, you have food there. Put it in front of your door.
So you got to pay for your food too then?
Yeah, I think that's all in the $2,000. Like, you're paying yourself the $2,000.
Oh, it's like an all-inclusive $2,000.
All inclusive? I don't know if you want the all inclusive package. I don't know if you want that one.
That's the wrong package, buddy.
Yes,
yeah, wrong package.
I don't know if you want that package. That's real, honestly. But like, yo, just thinking about how they have all these travel bans and like, you know, how like they have the new variants and you like the COVID is still everywhere right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to eventually open stuff, like, soon. Like, this whole stay-at-home order, they're going to eventually open it up.
Yeah, it's like, yo, it's funny because, like, when it first came, people were so scared. But now, like, no one gives a shit about it anymore.
I feel like people are just getting fed up of it.
The scare is gone. Like, literally, it's just people the are just fear of it's gone.
But you got to be – the thing is, that even if you're getting fed up, you still have to be careful. You know, like, you got to be aware of your, like, what you're doing.
100%, and, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just because people don't care doesn't
mean – you got to do your due diligence, like, you know, keep safe and then
– Yeah, like, just because, like, the fear is gone doesn't mean people should just get complacent and then, like, not take the precautions.
Yeah, I'm, like, I'm legit jealous of some countries, bro. Like, New Zealand, for a fact, zero cases. Zero damn cases. Even Australia, I think, is back to normal, too.
But the thing is, like, even if, like, even with, like, the whole, I was thinking about, like, you know how, like, we have the whole stay-at-home order, the whole travel bans and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like, once everything opens up and, you know, like, people start traveling again, like, a lot more stuff, like, how does that affect, how does this whole experience affect you in the future?
What do you mean? Say it again?
Like, you know, okay, like, you have the whole travel bans happening right now. You have the whole stay-at-home order, the emergency order, all that kind of stuff. Like, how is this going to, like, how does everything that we've experienced so far, like this whole lockdown thing, traveling, all that kind of restrictions, in the future, when they start opening stuff up again, how does that affect you, like, mentally, like, everything going on? Like, will you be, like, taking flights going somewhere? Like,
bro, I think people are just going to go crazy, just fucking travel. And once that happens, I feel like, the airlines are going to jack up their prices.
They might
lost so much too, right? So that's what I'm saying. They're gonna jack up prices.
But I think about it this way. I'm like, okay, so by then, I'm pretty sure everyone, like, eventually soon, everyone will have their vaccine. Do you think, like, once you get your vaccine, you feel more carefree, like, you're okay now? That's what happens. Like, if I were to get a vaccine, I still would take some precaution. I'm still gonna be like, okay, let me just still wear my mask. I'll, you know, like, go, like, make sure I'm still doing fine.
Didn't they say once you get the vaccine, it takes, what, a certain amount of days or a week to actually kick in or some shit?
I honestly, I haven't really looked into, like, the whole vaccine thing. But all I know is, like, I know, like, people, like, I feel like you just got to, like, still be careful even though you take the vaccine.
Bro, it just makes me think, like, it's so crazy, like, pre-pandemic days, like, we were so, like, as a world collectively, or we were so unsanitary.
Yo, we didn't care, bro.
We didn't give a fuck. I mean, like,
the biggest germaphobe ever since this shit
happened. Yeah, like, bro, like, think about it. You shook anyone's hand. You, like, now you think about it. Like, are you gonna do that shit in the future? Like,
you mean so much less human contact after.
I sort of yeah, like, bro, like, fuck. I don't know how to describe. Like, you know when you go to a party and stuff, like you just share, like, the same, like drink or whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, you're not going to do that. You're not doing that stuff no more. Like, yeah.
You're going to have those cups with your name on it. And, like, this is my cup. Yo, no one's touching this. This is mine.
I mean, we used to do that before anyways. But, like, instead of grabbing a new cup at the end of the day. But, like, I think this time you'll actually hold on to that cup, you know?
It's been, like not lose it again. It's been more, like, about a year, more than a year now. So, like, I feel like now it's kind of just, like, it's, like, in us now. Like, this is what we have to, like, this is how we, like, this is how we just, like, interact now.
It just, yeah, it's become the new norm now.
Fuck, man, just keep drinking or eating pills, the vitamin C shit. Boost up your immunity, boys. That's it.
Garlic.
Oh, yeah, garlic.
Garlic, yeah.
Fucking garlic, dude. Garlic or even, what's it called? Haldi, turmeric.
Turmeric as well. Turmeric, this is really good for you.
Turmeric is the biggest fucking cure of any fucking disease in, like, the Indian culture. Haldi, Kalo.
But how do you get the turmeric, though?
What do you mean?
How do you get the turmeric?
I see what you did there.
How do you get the turmeric, though? The farmers help us get the turmeric.
Oh, this guy, very smart. Farmers, yes, help that, get the that indeed, so yes.
You gotta be aware that the farmers help us in a lot of situations. Stand with the farmers, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro, if you ate today, all you people that are watching, if you ate today, it's because of a farmer. So you better stand with these farmers, help them voice.
Spread the word for those.
Spread the word so they can raise their voice peacefully for their rights and livelihoods. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got they stopped their internet connections over there. They don't have no Wi-Fi. Like, it's just messed up how, like, they're in right now is just really messed up.
It's bad. It's so bad.
And then you have, like, I mean, like, I'm surprised, like, what one tweet can do. Like, I mean, everyone's been doing their part. Everyone's been spreading the news. Everyone's been reposting Twitter, Instagram. Everyone's been putting it out there, TikTok as well. But that one tweet from Rihanna made a pretty big impact, the international.
100%, bro.
Bro, think about it. It took that one tweet for her to wake up the Bollywood industry.
Bro, it was like an earthquake, guys.
Bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, because till that day, everyone's like, yo, where are all these Bollywood stars and stuff? Like, yeah, when it comes to, like, profiting off the whole, like, image of, like, a Sikh and, like, you know, wearing a turban. They're so quick to making movies about it, but now,
like, when it's time to do their job and actually, like, stand up for it, they're quiet. Yeah,
they're silent. And now, like, now Rihanna puts out this tweet and everyone's like, what's the new trend? They're saying, like, oh, they're tweeting about, like, oh, the farmers are creating division in the country and that India should be sticking together and stuff. Like,
yeah, so I saw some hashtag chain that they had. It said something about propaganda or something like that. I was like, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah.
There's some things like I don't understand that. Like, what propaganda is this?
I mean, exactly. You know, man, it's human rights. The way you get treated is just not right at all. The way they're getting treated, you should just have a sit down.
It's like it's so inhumane, bro.
I mean, I like Amanda. You know that she used to be on Vine.
Yeah, yeah. She made a music video with what's
his name? Girl as well.
Baby girl, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that her, and she was responding back to people on Instagram too and on Twitter too. I was like, yo, she was solid with the responses. She was solid.
Yeah, because, like, at the end of the day, this isn't like a certain culture or religion versus another culture. Like when it comes down to it, like, leaving all politicians aside, religion, culture aside, it comes down to the fact of just being a basic human and human rights. Right? Yeah, this is a human rights movement, and, like, there should be, the government should be moving towards making equitable resolution, but instead, like we mentioned in the previous podcast, like, they're going ahead and oppressing the voices of the farmers.
Yeah.
They're doing internet shutouts, water cannons, tear gas, and, like,
you take it, but did you see how they handle it, though? Like, once they found that Rihanna posted, tweeted, and what's her name, Greta Thunberg. Did you not see, like, how they're lighting pictures up on shit? I'm like, wow.
I mean, at the end of the day, you gotta say, yo, everyone's watching what you're doing. Everyone's watching
exactly.
There's one thing which I've been noticing, and I just really want to say it. I've seen Instagram posts, I've seen some tweets and stuff. Okay, if someone hasn't, okay, like, I get it, it's a cause, everyone's supposed to tweet. If someone, like, I see, like, I don't know who it was, I'm not going to say names, but someone was, like tweeting something out now, or, like, posting something now, and they haven't, tweeted or posted before, people will call them out saying, oh, where were you 2 months before, or, where were you a month before? Okay, it's not, like, as long as someone's supporting it.
Okay.
Someone's making it.
In that sense, okay, I get it, but it doesn't mean if the person's not tweeting about it, doesn't mean they're still supporting behind the screen. You know what I mean? Like, they could still be doing something behind the screen if they're not showing it on social media.
Yeah, and, like, of course, we encourage everyone who has a social media platform to
use it. Yeah.
Yeah, to use it, right? To use it, to voice it, because the power of social media is unity.
Yeah.
Right? But just because now, like how you mentioned, oh, let's say for till today, for I'm going to use myself as an example. If I never posted about the farmers' protests and stuff, and tomorrow I were to finally post something, instead of criticizing or critiquing that, oh, why are you posting now?
Yeah.
You should, like, the fact that I even spoke up, like, you should encourage that. You should encourage people to be like, oh, you know what? At least he or she finally posted about it. And that's another voice for the farmers.
Yeah, because if someone, like, say someone doesn't post for, like, a month or 2 months, they haven't posted nothing about it, But now, okay, now they have, they're taking the initiative to post something on social media. But then you bash them for like, oh, where were you this whole time? Why didn't you post something?
But it's not even that. Some people might not even have the knowledge about what's going on back home too, right?
But no, and they might be a little hesitant to post something now after that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Going forward. You're going to keep bashing them.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that if even if someone's posting something now, that's okay. It's not a race. Just get as much word out there. Get the support. That's what I would say. I would like if anyone posts something about it, I'm like happy about it. I'm like,
yo, yeah, I would,
at least someone,
I would,
everyone's trying to make an initiative, making it.
Exactly. Like, I don't know much about Indian politician, anyways, right? But we still do our part regardless.
Exactly. Yeah, we're sitting here. We still, you know, like we still making like we try to make an impact. We try to like, you know, help out as much as we can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing I just wanted to get out there. I'm like, yo, I've seen it a lot, and I'm just like, yo, it's not, I wouldn't say it's a race, but I mean, like, it's best to get it out there. So let everyone use your platform some way and somehow to put the word out there.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. That's what I was gonna
say. But ever since, like, we're getting a lot of other people, like, from Hollywood side or even, like, NFL players, bro.
Yeah, Juju. Yeah,
shout out to Juju. Yeah. He donated, Juju Smith. Donate $10,000 to the cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge support.
Kuzma?
Yeah, Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Russ,
like anyone.
Russ?
Yeah, Russ the Rapper.
Rest.
Bro, there's a bunch, but I just can't think right now.
A lot of people, celebrities that use their platform, which I'm like, the word's out there.
Like, you guys see the tweets that like Jazzy B bashed them on? Like the Bollywood stars?
Yeah, Jazzy B. Yeah. I saw the tweets. Yeah, he was in on him.
Even that old man, like my boy, the Jeet, bro. 5 hours later,
Rihanna.
Oh man, that guy's awesome. I swear to God.
Yeah.
It's sad to see that, like those Bollywood's people are now trying to portray an image that these celebrities that are now speaking for the farmers. This is all propaganda and stuff, but but protesting for your human rights is never propaganda.
I forgot that Bollywood actor's name. He actually called out the Bollywood stars, like, why are you guys afraid of posting shit? You know what I mean? I forgot his name, bro. Reading it. I don't understand Hindi that much, but I tried to understand as much as I could. But
he's an older actor. He's an older.
Yeah, guy. Yeah.
He's an older actor. I just seen the video on Twitter.
Yeah, I think it started at the end, Nasir Uddin Shah or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he's an older actor, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, for those who don't know what we're talking about, there's a, Nasir Shah, talks about, these actors or whatever, they might be scared that they might lose something, they might lose their status or whatever, or their, in the industry if they speak out, but they already made their money for so many generations. Like, what more can you lose? Like, you know?
That's basically
the gist of the video, like what he said.
Yeah.
And then there's that one annoying lady, bro.
I'm not even saying her name, yo. We're not even going to bring up her name, yo.
We're not going to bring up. But y'all know who it is.
Y'all know who it is. She's mad annoying, yo. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, bro. She's just... This is why we say self-educate, ask questions.
Exactly.
And don't, you know, be a wolf. Exactly. Don't be like these sheeps that just, bro, she's just tweeting bullshit, nonsense. Yeah, like, some of the shit she says, man. Like, it's just like, come on, man, make it make sense.
Makes you lose brain cells, I swear to God.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It's just nonsense, bro.
Nonsense, bro. But did you guys see the comparison that she made, though, of what other people made?
You
see that, right?
She caught it.
She caught it heavy.
Bro, what the hell is a porn singer?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't get it. Like, I didn't want to say it, but like you said enough, but like I have no idea.
What music is this? What new genre is this?
I don't know, bro. What? I don't understand. This is my first time hearing it. That's my first time. I never knew those words could go together.
I was like, holy.
Damn.
Bro, fucking, I remember Jagmeet saying he praised Rihanna for speaking out, and then this girl's like, "Oh, he's a friend of the this, she calls him a terrorist. She's like, this terrorist is friend of the porn singer. And I'm like, what are you tweeting?
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it, man.
Yeah. And like,
I have no idea.
Yeah. And what's even sad is like, Twitter went ahead and started blocking pages or deactivating pages and blocking people's tweets who are speaking out against Modi's government actions against these farmers. And there's people like her tweeting saying, I can't wait for the day they eradicate these terrorists. Like, bro, she's straight up tweeting about a genocide.
I don't fucking get it, man.
It's just full out bullshit nonsense, yo. Honestly, everyone just play your part, you know, help support the farmers. Let's get this thing done with. They've been out there for they've been sitting out there for a long time. They all have families they want to go back to as well. They want to get this thing done with. So whatever we can, I'll pull some links in the bio below.
There's that one link. What's that?
Support.
Yeah, I'll put it in the bio.
It only takes a minute. You just write your name, your postal code, and it'll go ahead and already send a pre-made email to the politician leaders in your area and just spread the word, you know?
I'll put the links in the bio. Then you guys, everyone check it out. Do what you can, support. Let's just get the word out there, yo. Let's just get it out there.
That's it.
Talking about getting stuff out there, let's get Kyle Lowry into the All-Star game. Come on, guys. What should we do that? Fred VanVleet, let's do it. Let's get it out there.
Ready for All-Star? Yes, for sure. He got like, what, high 54?
54 points. New record by a Toronto Raptor.
Yeah.
Bro, if there's someone who, how do I describe it, who portrays the image of never giving up, it's definitely Fred VanVleet. Yeah, bet on yourself. This guy went from 4 years ago being undrafted to now dropping 54 points in the NBA game, man. Like, let's get this guy in the All-Star game.
But I think they have, like, recent polls that came out now, and he wasn't even on the list, you know, the top for 10 people.
Well, actually?
He wasn't in the top 10 guards.
Not even Lowry. Let's get a Raptor in there, yo. That's it. Let's get a Raptor. Bradley Beal's at the top right now, which I'm kind of happy because, yo, that guy has been balling since.
Yo, bro, 35-5-5. That's what he's averaging.
This guy's
bro, hats off to him. Yo, I love his game. Like, I think he's well deserved.
He got snubbed last position. He got snubbed last year, so he's making it for now.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think the Raptors are playing. What are the Raptors? They're playing right now. The Raptors are playing right now. But you know, we got to, you know, get the episodes out. We got to get the episodes out, so you know we're doing the episodes. We won still.
Good, right?
123-117. Siakam with 33 points.
Yo, you know who else has been winning a lot?
Too, guy.
The Maple Leafs. Let's go, Leafs.
That's it. It beat Vancouver yesterday, 7-3.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I was actually so hurt for the whole team when McDavid just ripped them a new one with that one goal, bro.
Another game.
Oh man, that was brutal.
But yeah, they're on top of their division right now. So let's let's hope we stay there.
Wait, hold on. Do you think this is the year?
Bro, they say that every year, but yeah, this is the year.
Well, I feel it's happening, boys.
Yo, if it happens, oh my god, I'm going crazy. Like, this is like happen. Yo, seeing the Raptors win a championship in my lifetime was like a big thing.
Yeah,
so seeing now, the Leafs win a championship, come on, man.
Yeah,
you me?
That'd be sick.
And then we have the Blue Jays somehow. If they win the Blue Jays,
let's go Toronto.
Oh boy!
Super Bowl's on Sunday. Who you guys got winning?
To what?
Super Bowl. You guys Team Brady or Team Mahomes?
Brady, boy, let's go! Fuck it. I'm gonna just say it. I'm gonna hop on it.
Bro, this is a tough one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure. 100%, to be honest.
Cause my mind's telling me like yo, how can you bet against Mahomes, Kelce, and Tyreek Hill? Like.
But how can you bet against Brady?
But anytime I bet against Brady, this guy shuts me up.
Yeah, how can you bet against Brady? But at the same time, Mahomes is like he's making his presence like he's there in the league. Like he's, I see when Brady's gone, Mahomes is taking that spot.
Yeah, for sure.
Now he's gonna be the face of the league.
Yeah.
Bro, it's going to be an entertaining game.
Oh, 100%. I think this is going to be, viewership-wise, I think this is going to have a lot of views. This Super Bowl, for sure.
Yeah. Views just like how freaking McGregor had a lot of views on him that day. My boy lost second round. First minute, I believe.
I'm not gonna lie. Dustin, he had some nice kicks, His leg.
Yo, he's a good fighter, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Dustin's a wicked fighter, yo.
I honestly thought McGregor's gonna be well prepared for this fight, which I feel like he was, but he wasn't expecting the kicks. That's the thing. He wasn't expecting those.
But still, like, he didn't try to check him. He just ate him. That's it. Like, which kind of fucked him up more.
McGregor had his moments where he had him pinned against the cage. Like, he had moments.
He had him in the first half. Like the first round.
First round, I think he had
it was his.
Yeah. But afterwards, those kicks just kept piling on. And the kicks just keep adding up. And then he wasn't in his game when he said it. He's like, it wasn't my game mode. Like, when.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, he's been living that yacht life, bro. Like, as soon as he got that money from that Mayweather fight, bro.
Yeah, I feel like that hunger, like, a lot of people are saying that he's missing that hunger.
Yeah.
I feel like this loss, it kind of shook up the whole lightweight division. Like, the whole power scale.
100%. As soon as that happened, you guys.
Like, now, they're talking about, like, who's going to be fighting next. Like, who's going to be fighting against Dustin next? Who's McGregor going to fight next? They don't – no idea. No idea at all. It's just names being tossed around because, the whole thing has just been, like it's just a whole shockwave in the whole, like, division. But this is what I think about. I'm, like, looking at McGregor and how, like, taking the time off affected him. The Tyson Fury fight. Tyson Fury, the boxing matchup, he hasn't fought in a long time either.
Who's he fighting next? AJ?
That's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Anthony Joshua next. But I'm just saying, like, he hasn't fought in a long time too, so he's had a lot of time off. Will he be, like, that kind of same thing that might happen with, like, McGregor? You took the time off. You don't have that same hunger.
I don't know. I have no idea. He's strong, but that'd be a good fight between those two.
Yeah. He's really good. Really good. It's gonna be interesting. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's gonna be interesting. What else?
Oh, but then Jake Paul, freaking that guy just went viral right after he found out he fucking lost.
he gets a little annoying with his little antics of how he does it, but. I'm not gonna lie. Promotion wise, he's effective with the promotion game. Like he gets it out there.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think Floyd Mayweather. He said that he's gonna fight like a whole bunch of people now. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens.
I don't get what the point is, bro. Floyd should just chill now, man. Like, how much money does he need now? Like, I don't get it.
Take as much as you want, yo.
Game team, money team, bro. He's securing the bag.
So, anyways, let's talk about some movies, yo. Have you guys seen the Godzilla and Kong vs. Kong, the trailer?
Yes, I've seen it, yeah.
What do you guys think so far?
It looks like it's going to be a sick movie.
It's fucking wicked.
I think that's going to be one of the craziest movies that's going to come out.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win, though?
My boy Kong.
Yo, honestly, this is the one thing which kind of scares me. They made Kong look like a beast in the whole trailer.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't, like, chicken out or he doesn't get whooped, like, so fast in the movie. Because they usually do that.
There's no way. Kong fought a dinosaur in, like, the last movie.
In the movie.
Yeah. Huh? But I've seen people say that Godzilla never dies. He just goes back into the water.
Nah, but I sort of...
Imagine disappears.
wasn't that another movie where he actually died?
I don't know if Godzilla's... If Godzilla died, bro, there'd be no more movies.
Bro, no. I swear I watched the movie where Godzilla died.
Even the last one. There was, like, even the last movie, the Godzilla movie that came out, Godzilla turned into, like, a nuclear Godzilla. Like, he was getting, like, nukes and everything. I was like, well, what the hell's going on here?
That was fucked.
But see, this is what I'm saying. They make like okay, look. They make the character in the trailer, like they make Kong look like a beast in the trailer. I just hope that he's a beast in the movie, and it's not the flip side in the movie, where Godzilla's like the beast at the end of it. So the trailer looks pretty crazy. Like it's gonna be pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Me personally, I think Kong's gonna win. I think Kong will win.
Yeah. They made him look like a beast in the trailer.
Well, actually, no. You know what? I don't think anyone's gonna die. I don't think Godzilla's gonna die or Kong's gonna die. No one's gonna die.
Mm.
I feel like there's gonna be some next thing that's gonna happen in the movie, but I don't think none of them are gonna die. But fight wise, I think Kong's gonna whoop his ass.
Yeah.
Not that. I'm
saying. Nah, Kong's a beast, bro. We're talking about this guy fucking fought dinosaurs, yo.
I mean, Godzilla fought like a three-headed dragon, yo. Like,
oh, yeah, <that's> true.
Like, yo, they both fought some.
I forgot about that.
Oh, man. They're all some beasts. But yeah, then that's coming out. The Zack Snyder, the Snyder cut for Justice League is gonna come out in March.
Okay.
So that's gonna be interesting because a lot of people pushed for that version of the movie. Because to be honest, I didn't like the Justice League movie. Was okay. I wasn't like really, really like crazy about it. But so supposedly they say this is gonna be the movie. Better version. This is gonna be the better version of it. So hopefully it lives
that's
up.
Sick. I think there's a lot of hype to it. Like I hope, even the original Justice League movie, there was so much hype.
Yeah.
But I feel like I didn't live up to the hype.
Yeah, little hype. I heard that this would be a pretty long movie. Like they added all the stuff in there. I think
like 3 hours, 4 hours.
This as well, but like the Jared Leto version of Joker. So
it's gonna be like long as like the end game almost.
Like, I mean, I don't know the like actual estimated runtime of it, but it should be pretty long. I think so. But I mean, like, yeah, there's gonna be that. There'd be superhero movies coming out. They got a superhero show coming out, the Wakanda show that they signed a contract for on Disney. They have a for Wakanda. I think that's awesome. Just like
let me say, like, just to explore that world is gonna be fucking sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it brings up a lot of questions too. It should be explored. There's so much you could do with that whole series. There's so much.
Yeah. It just sucks, man. Like they're gonna be doing it without Chad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was like that Black Panther. He was a Black Panther. Like he killed that role. He was amazing.
Yeah. R.I.P. Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be hard to see him not playing that role.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in what they're gonna do with this whole storyline. I'm gonna be interested in what they do.
Mm-hmm. Would you think that they'll take Michael B. Jordan to play that role? Because I know he did play that other role in that movie.
But he died in the movie though.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, unless
Killmonger was a sick like villain.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the whole cast of that movie did an excellent
job. The best thing I liked about the whole Wakanda, like the Black Panther, the movie, the best thing I liked about it was there was no bad guy in that movie.
Yeah, it's like tribe shit almost, you know what I mean?
There was no bad guy in the movie because you have Black Panther doing his thing. He's trying to do what's right for his people and everything. But Killmonger was doing what was right for his people.
Yeah.
Like they're both doing something which they were focused on.
Yeah.
But they weren't wrong in either way.
Yeah.
So I really watched Black Panther like 3 times. Like I watched it 3 times. That's how good it was.
Well, they came together in the end game. That was wicked.
Yeah. There's also shows. Like, there's another show. Have you guys seen WandaVision? That's on Disney Channel. Disney Plus.
Nah, I don't have Disney.
I have it. Yeah, I'm slipping, man. You gotta.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you, it takes a while to get used to. Like the first 2-3 episodes, I'll just like, wait, what's going on here? I'm like very confused. But now it's starting to make sense. Now it's picking up. But now I think about it. I think about this one thing. I was thinking about like, you know, because I watch some Disney shows and stuff like that. So I was thinking about it. There's pretty much three. When we're growing up, there's three main kind of like channels or not channels, but like. Networks that have cartoons and stuff that we used to watch.
Okay.
There's Disney Channel. there was Cartoon Network, and there was Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Who had the better lineup?
Or Leo, they
like show who had the better, who had the better show lineup?
Yeah, I'm gonna say Cartoon Network.
Well, yo, you're gonna okay. Hold on. You're gonna pass up Rugrats on Nickelodeon.
Okay,
you're gonna pass up SpongeBob on Nickelodeon. Fairly Odd Parents as Nickelodeon.
What are you talking about? You're gonna pass up on Dexter's Laboratory.
Okay.
Right, Ed and Eddie.
Okay, yo.
Nah, bro. You guys are sleeping on Disney, bro. That's all. I grew up on Disney.
So yeah, so did I. Like I literally transitioned Cartoon Network, then it was what, Nickelodeon, and then Family as soon as I got older.
Yeah, bro. Like, just fuck. They had all this.
Disney Channel had Sweet Life with Zach and Cody. That was a sick show.
Sweet Life, Zach, Cody, Corey in the House, fucking the Proud Family.
Well, they Disney. Had Zoe 101. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, Zoe 101 was so sick. Yeah. They had Kim Possible. They had Disney Recess.
That's So Raven.
Oh,
That's So Raven.
Recess. Oh.
Disney Recess. You can sleep it. Bro, fuck, what else? Yo, they had so many shows. They had Wizard of Waverly Places. Bro,
yeah,
that show was sick.
Okay, Wizards of Waverly Place. I'll put Fairly Odd Parents there. That was too
even. They had Even Stevens. Hannah Montana. Like, you guess the best.
But you're talking about like real life shows. I was talking about cartoons.
No, I'm just talking about.
That's finished
the
first.
I'm talking about the show cartoon, like show lineup. That's what I'm talking about. Like the show lineup.
Was Avatar on Disney or do they just own?
Avatar. Nah, Nickelodeon, bro.
Oh shit.
Oh, Avatar's on Nickelodeon. What are you guys talking about?
Yo, chill, bro. We got Duck Dodgers here. Johnny Bravo. You can't fuck with Johnny Bravo. Come on.
Jeez.
Hold on.
Nickelodeon has SpongeBob though.
Okay, then what about the Codename Kid Next Door? Remember that show?
That's
family. Yeah, that was a sick show. Number four, that was my guy.
That wasn't Family. That was Cartoon Network, no?
Yeah. Codename Kid Next Door, it was Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's got a valid point.
Bro, you still watch Life of Derek? That show was sick.
Fuck it, bro. Cartoon Network has Tom and Jerry as well. Come on.
Yo, I'm because Rugrats was like my show growing up. Like that was my favorite show.
Disney has Mandalorian.
Did you watch the part two of it all grown up?
I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I didn't like that much. It wasn't the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Let me see.
I just find it so amusing how they pull like fucking hammers and shit out of the diapers, and you know, anything comes out of the diapers, bro.
What else is there?
Sunny with a Chance. Good Luck Charlie. Well, those are all. Yeah. What else was there? Lizzie McGuire.
Oh yeah, that show. Oh, was dope. Shit. We're talking back in the days, eh?
Jeez, yeah. What else was
bro, what are you talking about? Yo, Drake and Josh?
Oh, Drake and Josh was on Family. Was it on Family?
Nickelodeon, yeah, bro. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, it was Nickelodeon. Shit. So that means iCarly was a Nickelodeon too then, no?
Exactly. Bro, who are you guys competing with out here? Nickelodeon.
Yo, fuck it. I don't care. For cartoons, Cartoon Network takes it. But then if we're talking about real life shows, I think I'm gonna stick with Family.
Wait, hold on. Back up. Cartoon Network takes shows?
Huh?
Cartoon Network takes shows.
Take shows?
You're saying when it comes to cartoon shows, Cartoon Network takes it.
Yeah.
Bro, I think Nickelodeon's up there, bro. I think Nickelodeon's like in the lead.
What cartoon shows were there? Okay, like there's two, three.
Rugrats.
Yes.
There was Hey Arnold.
Yes.
There Ooh. Was SpongeBob.
Yes.
There's Fairly Odd Parents. Danny Phantom. Cat and Dog. There's
Danny Phantom was sick.
What are you talking about? Oh,
Danny Phantom.
No, Kim Possible.
We got Avatar, bro. What are you talking about? We have Avatar.
Kim Possible was Disney.
Disney.
Kim Possible, right, Proud Family.
Here. We got Teen Titans. Come on.
No, hold on.
What we do? Star Wars? Batman?
Hold up.
What?
I'm gonna pull up the notes right here, bro. What are you talking about?
Bro, we have Powerpuff Girls? Bro, relax.
Ah, shit. Zoe 101, they're saying Nickelodeon owns the rights.
That's what I'm looking at right now.
Ah, shit.
Bro, I'm looking at right now. Recess is up there, too.
I swear it was called Disney Recess.
Yeah, right?
Okay, bro. We have, what do you call it? Flintstones.
Oh, we had Jimmy Neutron.
The Jetsons.
Bro, oh, yeah. Three brain blasts out here, yo. Well, you guys remember Amanda Bynes, the Amanda Show?
Yeah.
Yo, isn't that where Nick Cannon became, like, you know, Nick Cannon? He was that guy. That he was like that taxi driver.
What?
Bro. Nick we Cannon. Had Ned
DeCore. The Amanda Show.
I think he was on.
Yeah, he was a taxi driver. He's like he was driving and he used to yell out. He's like, "Come quad, jerk." Bro, that's hilarious.
No, bro. Yeah, we had what, Jackie Chan Adventures? Come on.
We had Ned's Declassified School Survivor Guide.
Oh,
that show was sick.
That was wicked.
That show was wicked.
Hold up. Are you sure?
What?
Let me see.
Shit, Nickelodeon had Rocket Power.
Bro, it says Network Nickelodeon, bro. What are you talking about for Ned's Declassified?
No.
Look at the box right here, bro. It says Nickelodeon, bro.
Bro, it was on 50. It was on 51.
Bro, it says...
Channel 51, what's going on, bro?
Yeah, it's Nickelodeon.
My Life as a Teenage Robot.
Yo, we had Transformers? Say word.
Yo, honestly... Yeah, I don't know, bro, but there's a lot of good shows.
Yeah, this is when we're growing up for sure.
A lot of the shows.
Fuck, it sucks to grow up sometimes.
Our gym partner is a monkey.
I remember that show.
Oh, Nickelodeon had thing Victorious too.
Yo, what show was
Zavuna? Bro, Victoria Justice. Are you? Oh, bro. Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon.
Wait, what show was this?
Victorious.
Oh, Victorious, yes.
Bro, didn't Ariana Grande come from there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, we discover people. What are you talking about?
We discover
Nickelodeon. That's it. Nickelodeon, guys. Actually, no, Cartoon Network is really good, too. Cartoon Network. Codename Kid Next Door was, like, my show. Like, I love that show.
But Nickelodeon, damn, that fucking... The Green Slime... Yeah. Bro, the Green Slime, so iconic.
Yeah, what was that freaky show that we saw? Goosebumps? Was it Goosebumps?
Yeah.
There's Goosebumps and Freaky Stories. That's a show.
I think so. All right, so there's a lot of good shows. I mean, there's a lot of good things. I'm thinking about all this stuff now. I'm like, damn, there's so many good shows. Disney Channel had like really good shows too.
Yeah, Disney ripped it.
Jeez, bro, not half of Disney shows apparently owned by Nickelodeon. So never mind.
But yeah, honestly, yo, now think about it, like if we just talk about all this, I might just start watching some shows again.
Yeah, ready? Just go back. I might just watch
some shows. It kind of reminds me of all that stuff
again. Did they make a Nickelodeon Plus?
Well, I think they might. Or do they? No, I don't know.
What? What?
Do they have a Nickelodeon Plus? They have Disney Plus.
No, they don't have that. I wish they did.
But yeah, I think that's a pretty good debate right there. That's a good debate. If you guys want to add in your info as well, like whoever's watching this, hey, you guys let us know in the comments what you guys think. Disney Channel, Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, you guys let us know what you guys rocking with, what has a better lineup, let us know. That is episode 22 of the You've Been Notified podcast. And we will hopefully be back soon with another brand spanking new episode. We will
hopefully see. Don't ever say hopefully. We'll be back. All right. Don't worry. You'll see this face again.
Yeah, I know. Right? Soon. Yeah, we'll be back soon. We'll be back soon.
See him bald.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. So yeah, thanks for watching. Keep subscribing. Keep liking. Just spread the word. Let's get to 300. Let's get the subscribers up. And enjoy. Y'all stay safe out here.